In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel reading, on the fifth Sunday after Pentecost, continues the narrative of the journey of Jesus and his disciples from Galilee to Jerusalem. Along the way, today's reading tells us about this incident. A lawyer approached Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answered by asking back a question to the lawyer, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" So well versed in the law, the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." To justify himself and to insist on asking, Jesus told him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." Now let us note here that the lawyer had no problem with the law of loving God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. However, he had a problem with that part of the law about loving your neighbor. Now the problem stemmed from the fact that for the lawyer, and practically for Jews in general, the word neighbor means another fellow Jew, never a non-Jew. You know that in the culture of Jesus' time, when you say neighbor, it's your fellow Jew. If you were not a Jew, the best designation for you is that you are not a neighbor. Sometimes you are even considered as an enemy rather than a non-neighbor. Hence, the lawyer wanted a clarification from Jesus about this. And who is my neighbor? In answer to that question, Jesus tells the parable of the Good Samaritan, which you have heard many times. In this parable, Jesus unmistakably and clearly indicates who is the neighbor. And it says in the reading, "A man robbed, stripped, beaten, and left for dead on the road." In other words, a neighbor for Jesus is anyone who needs help, especially the most needy. At this point in the parable, Jesus shifts the focus of the question from who is my neighbor to who proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers. And Jesus mentioned three people and what they did. The priest. This is the member of the powerful upper class authorities who governed the temple worship, who when he saw, passed by the other side. Second was a Levite. He's a member of the class of associates to the priest, who likewise, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. And the third, the Samaritan, who ignored the long history of enmity between the people, his people, and the Jews. Remember that the Samaritans and the Jews were not very good friends. Remember how they rejected Jesus when he passed by Samaria because he was a Jew. But when the Samaritan saw him, he had compassion on him. He bound up his wounds and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Then took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." Now, these three examples illustrated the question of Jesus, who proved to be a neighbor? And the lawyer answered, "The one who showed him mercy." And what Jesus finally said to the lawyer is the punchline: "You go and do likewise." So here are some life messages. Let us remember that in our own life's journey, there are many people we meet along the way who are needy and poor, robbed, stripped, beaten, wounded. These may be people we meet at home, our parents, our spouses, our children, our relatives, people we meet in the neighborhood, in the church, and in the community at large. According to Jesus, these people in need are our neighbors. So the second message to us is, how can we be a neighbor to those in need? How can we be a neighbor in the context of today's gospel? We are going to love according to the gospel our neighbor with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. This means that we have to help, support, forgive, and pray for everyone without discrimination based on color, race, gender, age, wealth, or social status. There are so many ways to do this, particularly during this time of cultural wars, of racial and political conflicts, of religious and church disagreements. Thirdly, more than just being a neighbor, we are called to be good Samaritans, good neighbors, to love and to be merciful, even to our enemies. That is to say, both people we hate and those who hate us. There is no one outside the boundaries of our mercy and compassion. This is my prayer and hope, that we listen and obey what Jesus said to the lawyer and to all of us. You go and do likewise. Amen.